Okay.
The 33-game winning streak. What was that like to go through, and could you imagine it ever happening again?
Well, you know, I've always believed records are made to be broken. But after a long thought about this, I don't think that record will. I mean, stop and think about it. You know, 41 is half the season. I don't think it's going to happen. But at the time, I think we really didn't think about it too much. I mean, we were playing night after night after night, and it was just something that we were having fun. And we were gaining more and more confidence with each game, so that it built. I mean, you know, we were 6-3 at the beginning of the season. The next time we looked up, we were 39-3. And at that point, I thought we really knew that we were pretty good. And that confidence, and we went out on the court, and I think all great teams do this. They go out on the court, and they know that at some point in the game, they're going to figure out a way to win. And I think that was what happened to our team.
So you're one of the guys from L.A., to win in L.A., first time ever. Do you remember what the city was like then? Obviously, it's a different world now.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that was our first championship for the Lakers. And, you know, we had been so close so many times. And it was like it was a big relief or a load off our back. But, you know, I think most of us really felt that we were the best team. I'm not sure that, you know, you can say that the other game, even with Boston and Bill Russell and those teams. I think I think those teams were a little bit better than our team. Certainly that team in 72, we were the best team. And I've always felt that the next year in 73, when we lost to New York, that, you know, Jerry West was hurt when we had that series. We're not going to win without Jerry West, a healthy Jerry West. And so, you know, I think that we also had the best team that year. And I really believe that, you know, with a healthy Jerry West, we would have been back-to-back.
I was always wondering what the psyche was. 9 games in, Elgin retires. And all of a sudden, you guys go on a streak. That was very strange.
Yeah, I think it was, you know. And I think, you know, Elgin, who, you know, was obviously one of the greatest forwards to ever play the game. And it was just, you know, I think that at that point, you know, his legs and his knee was too painful, and you know, I don't think he could really contribute the success that or experience the success that he was used to having or that he desired of himself, and so I think he retired. You know, then Jim McMillan steps in, and McMillan, who I always believed is a very underrated player. You know, he averaged 17.5 points a game that year for us, and great defensive player. It was really time for him to really to step up his game and really show what he could do. And he was ready for it, and he delivered. You know, he had his chance and did that. You know, in many ways, I felt sorry for, you know, bad for Elgin in that. You know, he really didn't experience the whole season with us in that sense. But, you know, I mean, obviously, Elgin is a player. There's no one better at the forward position.
And speaking of that, I've got to ask you this because this is one of my pet peeves. All those statues in front of Staples Center, and there's no Elgin Baylor.
I know.
What
I
is
know.
That? I mean, could you tell the fans that are younger than 35 years old?
I know. It's sad. This was Elgin's franchise when he came here in 1960. And it was Elgin Baylor, and, you know, Wes was a rookie, and obviously Wes was a great player, and he turned out to be even a better player than he did that year. I mean, he, you know, tremendous. But Elgin Baylor and Chick Hearn sold Los Angeles professional basketball. And, you know, obviously Chick has been honored, and rightfully so. Jerry's been honored with us. Elgin has not. And that is sad. Because without Elgin Baylor, Los Angeles would not have been an NBA franchise city that it is today.
Chick told me several times, if it wasn't for Elgin, this team probably would have moved or gone out of business.
Well, you know, I was
in the early 60s under Bob Short.
I was in high school at the time, right. You know, but I can tell you that Elgin Baylor was just so spectacular. I mean, you stop and think about it. One year, he averaged 38 points a game and 18 rebounds a game. And he didn't play all the games because he was in the Army. So he didn't practice. He'd come and play on weekends, or he'd travel and meet the team on weekends, and then he'd go back to the Army base and serve his country. And for him not to have a statue is sad, and it's just not right.
It is totally wrong. Is there any way at all that the old guys can get together and write Dr. Buss and say,
you know, Dr. Buss is a very smart man, and you know, obviously, you know, he was not around when that happened, or when Elgin, you know, and it was in his prime,
right?
But you know, let him go back and think about that, because I mean, he was such a terrific player, and really a terrific member of the community who sold Los Angeles. And you know, Chick was right.
How far ahead of his time was he, though, too? When he was great, like, guys didn't play like that then.
No. He was ahead of his time, you know. A tremendous impact player, you know, it's, you know, one of these days, maybe the Laker organization will wake up a little bit, but they need to rethink that, because it's something that is long overdue.
Thanks, Gale, for the time. I appreciate it. Good
okay.
to see you, sir.
Thank you.